British troops in southern Iraq have begun trading their helmets for berets, and officials say it is helping them win the trust of the local population. British officials say that while American troops are on edge following a suicide car bombing at a U.S. Army checkpoint, British forces have begun easing their security profile in parts of southern Iraq. Prime Minister Tony Blair's spokesman told reporters in London Tuesday that British troops are taking off their helmets and putting on berets in areas that have been pacified. He said the aim is to develop a relationship of trust with the local population in towns outside of the main southern city of Basra, which has yet to be captured. British officials concede it is difficult for troops to let down their guard and try to win over civilian support against the fear that Iraq will unleash more suicide bombers, like the one who killed four American servicemen at a roadblock near Najaf on Saturday. Following that incident, U.S. troops on Monday fired on a car that refused to stop at a checkpoint, killing seven women and children. British pollsters say public support for the war continues, but it could erode if the fighting drags on and the civilian casualties mount. Pollster Stephen Shakespeare says backing for the war has dropped 5 percentage points in recent days and now stands at 54%. Speaking on British television, he said people are realizing the war may take longer than they expected.
What we've seen is that people thought at the beginning of this war it would be a quick war. It would be a few days, maybe a few weeks. Now nearly everybody thinks it's going to be at least one, if not several months.
Mr. Shakespeare said the British are slightly more reluctant to support the war than Americans are, but he noted that both Prime Minister Blair and President Bush have the approval of more than half of the British public. However, Mr. Shakespeare says the British government has a credibility problem because only half the people believe what it says about the war. Michael Drudge, VOA News, London.